It's an industry that employs over 100,000 fellow Floridians.
That was U.S. Representative Adam Putnam, a Republican from Polk County. He and former Tallahassee Mayor Scott Maddox, a Democrat, are vying to succeed Ag Commissioner Charles Bronson. Putnam said that while many view agriculture as quaint, it's still a vital component of the state's economy and is still the state's second biggest industry.
And so when times are tough, when tourism's down, when construction is down, agriculture is that stabilizing force for our state. Still paying for schools and sheriff's substations and fire hydrants and basic services.
Maddox agreed and highlighted the cabinet position's role in protecting consumers.
Everything from pain clinics and health clinics and convenience stores and pest control and movers and sellers of travel and credit counseling and concealed weapons permits and telemarketing.
The State Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services is one of three official cabinet positions. The other two are Attorney General and Chief Financial Officer. One might wonder why Florida voters have to choose an ag commissioner every 4 years rather than let the governor appoint one. Putnam says it's about balance of power.
But agriculture, when you look at the impact that it has on all the other related industries, water policy, environmental policy, food safety, which of course is in the headlines today, it's vitally important that the people select the person who will wield that much authority. And the consumer protection side on the concealed weapons licenses, pesticide residue, the whole, even surveyors and mappers and dance studios, that portfolio of responsibility, I think, is best determined by the voters.
Unlike contenders in most statewide races this year, the two actually agreed on a few things. Both even said they're in favor of the Ag Jobs Act of 2009, which, if passed, would aim to improve working conditions for undocumented ag workers. Maddox told the audience such legislation is only fair.
When I turn on cable TV and I watch a whole segment of people being demonized, we want people to play by the rules in America. We should have the same rules for immigrants no matter where they come from. But we should never forget what's inscribed on the Statue of Liberty and that we're a country of immigrants.
Putnam, who has generally been in step with the Republican Party on immigration, said he wants to see a guest worker program for undocumented workers.
In Florida, we are overly dependent on hand labor. It's unlike the Midwest, where it's overwhelmingly mechanized. In Florida, our specialty crops require hand labor. So we must have a temporary guest worker program that provides that stable legal workforce where potential laborers are undergo a background check, they pay their taxes, they are afforded the opportunity to have safe housing provided by their employer.
A key difference between the two seems to be their stances on offshore drilling, though it's unclear how directly the Ag Commissioner would have to deal with issues stemming from the practice. Current Ag Commissioner Charles Bronson, a Republican, is against it. Maddox told WMNF that, unlike Putnam, he's opposed offshore drilling for some time.
I was against it in November of last year before the spill, and I warned of an impending spill because of the poor safety record. Adam Putnam in Washington as a congressman has supported it and brokered the deal to allow it within 50 miles off the coast.
Just 4 days after the explosion at Deepwater Horizon, Putnam was quoted in the Panama City News Herald saying he supported offshore oil exploration, especially in areas well offshore. Another thing they disagreed on was how to regulate the phosphate industry. Maddox said that while the industry is important, protecting Florida's environment is paramount.
Even if you're not an environmentalist, put your business hat on. What do we sell here in Florida? We sell sunshine, we sell the environment, we sell the Everglades. People come here to visit, and that's what our economy really thrives on. Of course, agriculture is part of that, small business is part of that, but tourism is the major part. And when we look at despoiling our Everglades or putting offshore oil drilling rigs where we can see them off our coast right here in Pinellas County, we are strangling the goose that lays the golden egg.
Putnam, who represents a sizable chunk of phosphate country, disagreed.
Do we hold them to high standards for reclamation? Of course we do. But if you're serious about putting Florida back to work, why in the world would you eliminate one of its largest employers? And why would you take away the tools that allow us to feed the world in agriculture?
While many of this year's races have impassioned voters divided along party lines, this might not be one of them. Tiger Bay Club member Tammy Sims Powell said she came here thinking Maddox had her full support, but now she's not so sure.
Well, I'm actually quite torn after today. I had assumed, based on past legislative knowledge of both candidates that I was going to lean towards Maddox, but Putnam certainly had some very, very good answers today. And at this point, I have to say I'm going to have to think hard about who would be the better choice, but I'm delighted that there are two very good candidates for this position. Wish that was the way in all of the races.
But St. Petersburg City Council member Wenge Newton, a Democrat, says he's sticking with his party on this one.
I mean, the oil drilling and a lot of the things that have happened off to the state, I think that Mr. Putnam stands for. I mean, he actually voted for offshore drilling, and you saw the effect of it. That alone is, I can't be down with that. I mean, anyone that would support killing our major industry, which is tourism, or even the chance of endangering that, I just can't fathom that.